Philadelphia is known for its historic sites, including places key to the founding of the country. From WHYY's Climate Desk, Sophia Schmidt reports how climate change threatens some of the city's treasured links to its colonial past.
Sitting on the banks of the Delaware River, right next to the Philadelphia International Airport, are a handful of yellow brick buildings, some from the late 1700s, surrounded by a thick wall.
So the wall actually is the fort wall.
This is Fort Mifflin, a historic military site dating back to the Revolutionary War and later used as a prison and ammunition depot. Executive Director Beth Beattie shows me around as planes fly overhead.
And what's this water we're crossing?
The fort is surrounded by a moat.
A sign welcoming you to the site reads, "The Fort That Saved America." That's because during the Revolutionary War, as the British occupied Philadelphia, Patriot forces at the fort delayed British supply ships from getting north. About 250 soldiers died. But the effort gave George Washington and his troops time to flee to Valley Forge.
Fort Mifflin was instrumental in forcing the war to go on and allowing Washington the time that he needed to achieve his victory.
The fort's riverfront location was a strength during the war, but today it's a liability. In January, an intense rainstorm coupled with high tide and extreme winds pushed water over the sea wall that surrounds the fort. The river reached its highest level yet since records began in the late 1980s.
So you can see there is debris up here, indicative of the water coming over the top of the moat.
The wind peeled part of a reproduction metal roof off the officers' quarters. The grassy area inside the fort flooded, along with a renovated historic hospital building on the grounds.
But here we are. The problem was in our back room, which is storage, including storage of fabric, storage of cast iron, storage of historic clothing, reproduction for our staff to wear. So a lot of things are going to have to be sent out to be cleaned.
Back when the fort was built, the area was called Mud Island, so it's always been a little soggy. But human-caused climate change is making the problem worse. Extreme rain in the Philly area has gotten more common.
The high water mark is 1933. That hasn't happened since then. But what is happening is more frequent but less catastrophic things. And it's like being pecked to death by a chicken. It happens in little bits over and over and over again.
And the Delaware River is rising, already more than a foot since 1900. Beattie worries that over time, the wet ground will compromise the foundations of the old buildings. Forecasts by government scientists confirm her fears. As early as 2070, sea level rise could cause the river to inundate the fort permanently.
Not to be overly dramatic, but I think the water situation is the single greatest threat to the existence of Fort Mifflin and any historic site that sits in a complex location like this.
Historic preservation advocates say the threat from climate-linked disasters across the country will continue to grow.
This is an issue that is increasingly apparent.
Jim Lindberg works for the National Trust for Historic Preservation, which publishes a list each year of the most endangered historic places. He says Fort Mifflin is a good example of the situation faced by many historic military structures along coasts and waterways.
While they often have survived remarkably through the decades and centuries, I think now they're facing even greater challenges. And so, it's not easy to protect these places because they are, in some cases, literally with their feet in the water, so to speak.
Sea level rise also threatens places like Colonial Jamestown, Fort Delaware in the Delaware Bay, and Fort McHenry in Baltimore. And it's not just coastal forts. In 2016, the state of Pennsylvania surveyed historic buildings at risk of flooding and found more than 500 designated historic properties in Philly that are in flood zones or areas that could be swamped by storm surge during a hurricane or rising seas. These include 30th Street Station, Old Swedes Church and Burial Ground in South Philadelphia, Manayunk's Textile Mills, the Fairmount Water Works, part of Boathouse Row, and scores of row houses. On the one hand, preservationist Jim Lindberg hopes the threat that climate change poses to historic sites could motivate more people to take action. But at the same time, he says in some places, adapting may mean letting the water win.
It may mean pulling back letting certain things go. This is, I think, going to have to be part of the conversation. And that's one that every community, every site needs to make very thoughtfully.
Back at Fort Mifflin, Beth Beatty doesn't want to let go. She wants to modernize the century-old tide gate in the moat and look into other solutions. She expects it to be expensive for the small nonprofit she runs, but thinks the site's future depends on adapting to climate change.
It's not the kind of thing where we can just ignore it and hope it goes away, because it's not. It's just not.
She sees the fort as a monument to perseverance and ingenuity, and she wants to keep that history alive. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.